Good morning, world. It's Joseph Tame here in central Tokyo, just about to get in the elevator to descend to the streets from the 14th floor. It is the 19th of August 2011. And yes, we're shitamari massing indeed. We're going down. And 6:30 a.m. on the 19th, yes, 19th of August 2011, time flying. And we're trying for the second day in a row to make it out to the US airbase west of Tokyo, where I've been asked to take some photographs. And yesterday I took the wrong train, but luckily the client actually preferred it if I went the following day. In any case. So, I've been thinking recently. I've been back in Tokyo since 2001 de gozaimasu. We're on the first floor. I've been thinking one interesting thing about living in the same place for several years. And I think we're coming up to the longest that I've ever lived in the same place. Actually, on a continuous basis. In fact, I think we're probably there already. Next month, it'll be 3 years, 2008, yeah, 3 years since I came back to Tokyo and have basically been here permanently, apart from the odd trip here and there. And so anyway, so the interesting thing that I find is that it gives you really good reference points. And by that, what I mean is, now I'm getting more of an understanding of people, of, for example, hang on, I'm just being distracted by the radio and the lady doing her gymnastics outside. Every morning at 6:30 a.m. on the radio they do the morning gymnastics, and she does it all by herself on this big pebble below our house. Anyway, it's another story. So anyway, to get back to my point, to try and be clear. Basically, for example, I can now look back on projects that friends or acquaintances said they were starting, say, 2 years ago. Or a project that I said I was starting 2 or 3 years ago. For example, we'll look at use my podcast project for a start. Now, I was trying to convince myself that podcasts were going to take over the world and that was the way forward. Now, looking back, I can see that creating those podcasts was a really important part, really important step towards the next stage. It opened up a lot of opportunities for me here in Tokyo. I met a lot of people, basically, through doing that. But it didn't take over the world. It didn't happen. And that's fine. And then if I look at, I remember when, for example, there was an online movement based here in Japan, and it was pretty big. There was lots of people taking part, and there was this real sense that this was going to take over the world. This was the really next big thing, and everyone wanted to be a part of it. And now we look back and we see actually it didn't turn out like that. It turns out it was just a few people with a lot of passion for a short space of time, which then died. And looking back on it now, it's clear that it just served its purpose in a small way, in perhaps helping create a community. But it didn't take over the world. It wasn't the great idea that a lot of people thought it was. So, yeah, and then if we take it onto a kind of more personal level, so say for example, I've worked with someone for 2 years now. This is not based on a real person. I've worked with someone for 2 years now, and having worked with them for 2 years, I now understand how much of what they say is bullshit and how much isn't. How, when they say something, to what degree I should trust what they're saying. I've run out of time, so I'm going to continue this in my next audio boo.